Kia ora whānau, back again to have another chat about the Maka application that Ngāti Kuata has in the Takutai Moana kaupapa. One of the things we thought might be good to have a kōrero about this time is, what is a CMT? What is customary marine title? I say I've got Anthony with me again, I've got Andrew. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who wants to answer that one?
I'll jump in.
You do that, okay, you do that.
I'll try to make this clear and as simple and interesting as possible. And I've got to say, one thing people are always telling me is I've got to stop being a nerdy lawyer about all this stuff. So here goes. Back in the day, in the 19th century, the native land court, which became the Māori land court, determined title, customary title, to dry land around most of New Zealand and around the Marlborough Sounds too, and including to Rangitoto ki Te Tonga. But it didn't determine title to the Takutai Moana. And what this process is about is that it's working out who has the title to the Takutai Moana. But it's different because it's not the same as ownership to dry land. And there are certain rights that Ngāti Kuata would get if they get customary marine title, and we've put some information on the website about that. So customary marine title is the way the law recognises Māori customary interests to the Takutai Moana.
So all of this raru-raru since 2003, 2004 has been because something wasn't done in the first place, that there was no title put on the Takutai Moana.
Definitely, that's absolutely right. And as Anthony was talking to me before about, there have been a number of cases over the hundreds of years in our history where Māori have sought rights to the Takutai Moana and been turned down by the government and the law. And so this is a process now where finally Māori are getting the chance to have their say and make claims to title to the Takutai Moana.
That, I can imagine, would set the hairs running and people go, oh, what do you mean they're giving all the ocean to the Maoris and, you know, that sort of kōrero. What does it mean in reality?
I think one of the key things it means for Ngāti Kuata is recognition of Ngāti Kuata mana to the Takutai Moana. It's not going to have much impact in terms of what other people are doing in the space. Public access continues, navigation continues, fishing continues, unaffected by all of this. But for Ngāti Kuata, it really does mean, and I'd be interested what Anthony thinks, it really does mean recognition of Ngāti Kuata mana to the area.
On that note, Anthony, when you did the collecting of the historical evidence and talking to particularly the old people, what was the message they gave you about how important this process is?
Well, vitally important. It's the recognition of what they've always been doing. You know, there's that frustration of why do we have to prove again what we've been doing for centuries? But yeah, so it's imperative in that way of having a title of some sort. And it doesn't, you know, lessen the mana of Kuata by having it, and it also doesn't lessen that we also recognise that, you know, other iwi have had historic interests within the area as well. I think it's quite important to recognise that. But for Kuata, for the elders, they're just going to be doing, not just the elders, anyone of Kuata who's been going out there doing their bit on the Takutai Moana, it won't change much at all.
So we've mentioned the timeline a couple of times. You know, it all started 2003. Ngāti Kuata's application went in 2013 after the two bits of legislation. It's a long time. It's a you know, dealing with the Crown is a hard process, I know. Is it worth it?
Yes. Yes, definitely worth it. We gain from it. You know, we get an actual sort of recognition in law, LAW. Of the rights of Ngāti Kuata within that Area 1.
Because the kōrero from the old people is pretty clear, our kaumātua and kuia, that in terms of the other law, the LORE, it's just carry on as normal, just as Ngāti Kuata has always been since I've been there, right?
Yeah. So all you could say is, well, we've got a bit of paper now that says that, you know, we can do this, but it's just a continuation of what we've been doing. Is it worth it? Yeah, it is worth it. It's worth having that so-called title, customary marine title. It's there forever. It can't be taken away.